Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
Do not talk. I am at war.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hello, Scotchos!
Play it once, then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change. Who you are and what you're gonna be.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a mere few hundred miles away, a man who, when I wake up, I star him every day, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola. Welcome, everybody. Did you hear me singing along with you, Matt?
No, I couldn't hear that.
Oh, it's because my microphone was off.
Of course it was. Why wouldn't it be?
I've never sounded better either. Damn.
I bet you nailed it, and we all missed it.
Exactly.
Damn it.
Very unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, these things happen.
Yeah, well.
All right, so how you doing today, Matt?
Yeah, well, I'm okay. Another gloomy day here in Bagwine.
Oh.
It's lightening up a little bit. And then the Schmoopster Jay, she's in Columbus, or as we call it in Ohio, C-Bus. She is there hopefully getting her tube out. I don't think that's going to happen, but we'll find out.
Well, why wouldn't it happen?
Well, they want to just shorten it. I don't know what that means. I mean, I know what it means, but why do you just have to shorten it? Can't you just yank it out?
Oh, man.
I mean, it's been 4 months, Jay. 4 months!
I know. That's a little ridiculous.
I'm not talking about the tube. It's been 4 months. Maddie's getting a little antsy.
What are you talking about?
It's been 4 months since I've laid with her, biblically.
Oh, yeah, see, we don't need to know these things.
Well, I mentioned it on my Facebook page the other day, but you know what, Jay?
Well, you have a tendency to overshare.
I know I do, but you know what? I think that was like Monday. I've done a complete 180.
Really?
Yeah, I'm done with sex. I don't care if the tube comes out or not. I'm done. I mean, I love her and everything. I love her and everything, but if I can go 4 months, I can go 4 more weeks, I can go 4 more years. Done.
14 years.
Yeah.
24 years.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, you know, isn't it a great feeling to just give up?
Well, it is, because sometimes I get turned down. Sometimes I get turned down. Who needs the heartache? I don't.
Right. Exactly.
Especially at my age.
Frustration?
Yeah.
Who needs that kind of frustration?
Yeah. Huh?
Who needs the hurt and the pain?
Mm-hmm. The embarrassment.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's just like, you know, putting a really awesome one-liner out on Twitter and not getting any stars or any favorites.
I know. I hate that. I feel so inadequate when that happens.
Yeah. Feel like a loser, don't you?
Yes, more times than not.
Hey, we got a crowd forming in the
yes,
chat room there.
Yes, I see that. We got a few guests, and we got no fortune cookie. And, of course, J-Man.
Dun-da-da-da!
We have the birthday girl in the room.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jamie. Happy birthday to you.
Yes, our favorite Canadian who's celebrating a birthday today, the lovely Jamie.
See, I wanted everybody to hear my wonderful singing voice there.
I know, it's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a West Bank tang, twang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little twang to it.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
You were kind of like Eddie Arnold right there. Excellent.
And if you don't know what we're referencing, you have got to listen to last Saturday's show. I don't even remember what the show was titled because...
It was
uninvited guests and two uninvited callers call in and... they went at each other pretty hard.
It was a smackdown.
Yes, it was. It was glorious.
Mm-hmm. It was a no-holds-barred cage match. So how are you today?
Not bad. A little sniffly this morning.
Really?
But it's already 40 degrees. The sun is shining. Going to head into the 50s.
Excellent.
So it's all right. You know, I don't know. I mean... February, 55 degrees, sunny. I'll get by somehow.
Yeah, it's tough to take.
It's a rough one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. And it's somebody else's birthday today, too.
Really?
Jamie's. Another great human being's birthday.
And who would that be?
It's Ronald Reagan's birthday.
Really?
How about that?
The cowboy.
Or at least I guess it is. They told me it was on Twitter. Why would they lie about that?
Exactly. They don't lie on Twitter.
No.
And did someone star that when they said, "Happy birthday, Ronald Reagan"?
Oh, boy, I did.
Did you really?
Oh, I hit it with a big star.
Ooh.
You know how much I love the Ronster.
I know you do. And what's not to like?
Well, I didn't used to.
Really?
But now I compare him to today's crop, so-called conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly I love Ronnie.
Well, I do too, because anymore, if he showed up at the Republican convention, people would be yelling. They wouldn't be yelling Reagan. They would be yelling, blasphemer!
Uh-huh. They'd run him out of the party today.
Oh, yeah.
And... as No Fortune Cookie just let us know in the chat room, more importantly than Ronald Reagan's, there is nobody more important than Ronald Reagan. Anyway, it's also Bob Marley's birthday.
Yes. I think that was yesterday.
Thought it was, too. But
yeah.
I wasn't going to say anything because she's our guest in the chat room.
But there
didn't
is
want to correct her.
There is
in
another
fact,
okay.
I was just wishing they would allow me to favorite her comment in the chat room, but they don't.
Because we're big on that. We like to favorite and get favorited in return.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Tom
and
Brokaw.
Retweet and
Tom
reblog.
Brokaw is celebrating a birthday today.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, there you go.
All right. And welcome to the chat room, Queen Lynn.
Oh, very good.
So, that's great. So, anyway, Matt.
Yes?
Are you into this five-star stuff on Twitter?
Well, I am so into it, Jay, that I unfollow everyone who five-stars everything.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm sick of seeing someone type in, I went to Taco Bell and got three burritos. I came home and decided I wanted a ham sandwich. And the next thing I know, someone stars that comment.
I know. It's a little weird. And that's my biggest complaint with it is that they just get into these little groups. You get, you know, you follow 30 or 40 people, Mm-hmm. And you tweet all, or you star all their tweets, and they star all your tweets, and mm-hmm. next thing you know, you have the tweet of the day.
Bum, ba, ba.
It's amazing.
And what do you get for that?
Nothing.
Exactly.
You get jack squat. Other than you get to tell everybody. You get to retweet the five-star bot when it tells
yes.
you that you had the 50-star tweet.
And sometimes it comes with a little avi that, you know, it's like a little golden cup.
Yep. That's nice. The trophy. That's the trophy of the day right there.
Yeah. You can pour all your lack of self-esteem into that little golden cup.
That's right. And so now these people that have their 25 or 30 or 40 lackeys all around them that they have this this tweet agreement with, the star agreement with, they suddenly start thinking. They
yeah.
start thinking that they're like, you know, Twitter elite
yeah.
or something. They think they're so special.
Yes.
And then they end up just being on Twitter only for those stars. And they
I
don't
know.
Interact with people.
No.
And then they start, they're everything they tweet is just like, they're just going for, they're like Dave Kingman. They're trying to hit a home run at with every tweet. No base
it's,
hits.
Yeah,
no
it's
doubles,
all or nothing.
All or nothing.
Uh-oh.
Now, see, as No Fortune Cookie says, you get that false sense of self-importance with all
okay.
those stars.
Yeah. It's nice
now,
to
it's
have
a little
stars.
Different. Huh?
It's nice to have stars. I remember when I was in second grade.
Yeah.
If you did an excellent paper, you got a gold star. If you did an above-average paper, you got a silver star.
There you go.
Yeah.
At least you got a star.
You got
either
a
way. Which then, that's what school is all about.
Yes.
And, you know, I remember getting stars when I completed my multiplication tables.
Your what?
My
Say that again.
My math tables.
Okay. You have trouble with that like I have trouble with meteorology.
And aluminum.
Yeah.
But no, people, they stop being who they are on Twitter because they're going for this, you know, something spectacular, and they're trying to,
they're going
know,
for the gold,
so
Jay. They're going for
hilarious.
The gold.
I know. Rather than just, you know, maybe, you know, everyday middle-of-the-road funny is still good, too, sometimes. And sometimes you just want to tweet about, you know, bowel movements and lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And what have you. Now, it's a little different, though, when you and I get on Twitter and we start, you know, going for the big one-liners and the big hits and stuff like that. Because,
exactly.
Well, I don't know about you, but as it says in my bio on Twitter, I am a speculative comedian. So,
yes, you are. And
so you expect that type of thing from me.
And I can't believe I haven't been starred for something I say to you almost every night on Twitter. What was for sup?
I know. That's as good a tweet as you're going to find right there.
I know, and you always come back with a good, what should be starred comment. Chicken breast, asparagus, and, you know, couple
bits.
Yeah.
Maybe some noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's good tweeting right there.
I know.
Although, I tell you what, I don't get a lot of stars, and it is kind of sad and it's upsetting. But I will say that during the Super Bowl, during the blackout,
mm-hmm.
I was kind of on a roll.
Really?
I was on a roll, if I do say so myself, and apparently I have to. But I will say, Dr. Blogstein told me I was on fire. So, got that going for me.
Well, there you go. That's good.
Yeah. And, you know, and Mr. Vinny Bond retweeted me once, so.
Well, if you have that, you have everything.
So, you know, I mean, I understand. I understand that, you know, raging boner you get from validation on Twitter when people retweet and star you, because there it was.
Yeah. And, Jay, I want to welcome Tiffany Lynch into the chat room.
Hola, Tiffany. And, oh, in and out. Somebody just came in and out real quick.
Yeah, well, that happened.
That's okay. They count. They count on the listener.
That's right. I'm kind of like that during the show anyway. I'm kind of in and out.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I start pacing and lose track of where I am.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I tell you another thing. It is immediately obvious that this whole Favstar thing, there is a huge advantage to being a hot chick.
Well, yeah.
And really, not even all that hot.
No, it doesn't take much for some. I won't mention any names, Doc Knowles, but, you know, a woman on, she can put out a tweet, I just vacuumed my house.
Mm-hmm.
3,000 stars.
Getting my hair did.
Yeah, I'm getting
good 1,500 stars right there.
Uh-huh. You got your hair did a couple days ago, didn't you, J-Man?
Well, I did. Had a good time.
Had a good trouble time. There?
Yeah, well, there was a recovering meth addict talking about her dad having a sex change operation. It's all very weird.
You don't come across that experience every day.
Well, some people don't. I tend to.
And if you want to know what we're talking about, you can check that out on yesterday's post at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
And also a quick shout out to Miss Tantra Flower, who is listening to us.
Oh, very good.
From her brick home in suburban Bagwine, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Who says that she was listening because she thinks we're going to say say
what?
Exactly what she thinks that we're going to say, what she thinks about attention whores.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what these people are.
Exactly. We're not.
Demanding? No, we're not. Not at all. Yeah. No, see, it's very different. It's very different. Wanting stars and reblogs and retweets and shares is very different from wanting a whole lot of listeners.
And or we're just doing it to put, you know, a smile upon the face of the American community.
We just want to make people happy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that so wrong?
I don't think so. But if you think it's wrong, people, you people out there, you can call in at 661-244-9852 and tell us just how wrong that is.
Yeah, explain Favstar to us. We may be wrong about this. There may be something special happening there.
Yeah, that we're just missing.
Yeah, and also, you mentioned something yesterday, Matt, that apparently...
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be keeping all of these social media sites separate?
Yeah, I've heard that.
That's ridiculous.
You don't want worlds colliding.
Yeah, well, that's true. But I tell you what, I do. I get a lot better response on Facebook than I do anywhere else.
I like Facebook, and some people don't, especially some of these fave star Twitterers.
They seem to have a hatred for Facebook. What's
yes.
up? Well, I know why.
Why is that?
They don't get stars further
well,
when people click
like. But you get likes sometimes.
Well,
sometimes
you can't,
people
you know,
like you.
You get that tweet of the day and print that little trophy out and
mm-hmm.
put it on the wall. And I bet they do, too.
I'm sure they do. I mean.
You know it.
I wouldn't do that, but I'm sure some
people. Yeah. I like the way Tiffany Lynch said, howdy, boys.
I know. That was kind of hot. I don't know if she meant it, but...
Sure she did.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what,
you
though,
think
Jay. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Speaking of Facebook... I thought this was interesting as hell. on my Facebook page last night, I wrote, I am sick of seeing these in parentheses, every woman deserves a good man type of posts on Facebook. And I went on to say, you know, some women, just like men, are assholes. And I'll tell you what, I got a lot of likes, and 80% of them were from women. I thought
How about that?
Yeah.
Even women are sick and tired of women.
Exactly. Well, they always have been.
And Tiffany says it was more like the, she sounds more like the Texas church lady. That's hot.
Oh, and Jay, I know Tiffany. I went to school with Tiffany. She's a redhead.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ginger.
Uh-huh.
Nice. So, how about if, here's a few, I investigated Fav Star.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't, our crack investigative team did.
Exactly.
And I'm stupid, you know, our vast and diverse staff. Anyway, here are some of the 100 star tweets from the last couple of days.
I can't wait to hear these.
You say I'm making bad decisions. I say I'm creating those remember when stories.
Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. Does it get better?
No, that was the best one.
Oh, my God.
A Canadian mosh pit is just a really aggressive group hug.
Please continue.
I thought a pregnancy scare was when you saw a pregnant person.
God. I now understand where comedian Mike Bova is getting his material.
See, that's what I was just thinking. After reading those, I had to go to Mike Bova's Twitter stream just to find something, you know, funny. So, but oh, there's more.
Oh, really?
Heaven must be missing an angel because I just saw a suspicious-looking van drive off from heaven pretty quickly. I shouldn't even have given that a rim shot.
No, you shouldn't have. It's a shame we didn't have the sound effect that goes wah, 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 wah.
Here's one.
Okay.
Hey, girls. Hey, girls with super short hair. I just had sex with your boyfriend. See, that only works if it's a dude who tweets that.
Yes. And all these got favorites.
At least 100 stars.
Oh, my God.
At least 100. See what I'm saying here, folks?
You know, this makes me think maybe the problem isn't with our government in the United States. Maybe it's the problem is with Americans.
Maybe it is. Well, no, these are Canadians and...
Oh,
and Brits, and, you know, this is all over everywhere.
Really?
Here's the big one right here.
Okay, I'm ready.
This was, yesterday or the day before was National Pancake Day?
Yes, it was.
Yep. And this guy tweets, Pancake Day? Call me when it's Pancake Titty Day.
And that was a big retweet, huh?
Uh-huh. See, now, and Queen Lynn says, these are very bad. Yes, they are.
Oh, God.
I mean, we're losing listeners. even Fortune Cookie bailed out on us.
I love Fortune Cookie.
Oh, she's back.
Jay, we have a caller.
Are you sure?
Yep.
We do. Thank God.
937, you're with Stupid.
Oh, I think that's me.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is Lisa. My left headphone went out, and it was driving me crazy, so I decided just to call so I could listen that way.
Oh,
Matt, there's
but
no
it's okay.
little...
It's okay. No, you know what?
Well,
I think it's been more than a year since I actually called and to listen and spoke to you, so that's okay.
Yeah, well, you know what? We love listening to your beautiful voice.
Yes.
But I do have to scold Mattman, though, after more than
I know, I
two and a half years. He still can't figure out how to work the switchboard.
Well, the thing is, Jay, I see 937, I get all excited.
Uh-huh.
It's okay. I figured, you know, I knew it was a risk when I called, because last time I called, the same thing happened. I called just to listen.
Well, you know what? It's important to be consistent.
Yeah, he should have probably put me on the air, but that's okay.
It's important to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That FaveStar thing, I got to tell you, about a year and a half ago, I guess it was, somebody that I follow was really nice, and, like, they gifted me a whole year subscription to that thing, and I never could quite, first of all, I'm not a comedian, I don't write jokes, and I just don't see the point unless you're, like, trying to make it as a comedian, trying to figure out which jokes are funny. But then, you know, judging from what you, the 100-star things, you can't even tell if you're funny. It's like you end up being like those people who go on American Idol thinking they can sing because everybody just tells them, oh, you can sing, and then, of course, you can't. And then there's
That's
these
exactly
people that are
like,
they think they're funny, and they're not, which not everybody has to be funny. I mean, I use Twitter just to say what I'm doing, what I'm thinking, whatever. I don't think anybody pays me any mind, and that's actually the way I like it. It's like you just say it, and it's out there, and I don't want any feedback.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we do not need a whole lot of people wandering around this country who are not funny, who think they are.
No.
Thinking that they're funny. Yeah. But I do like to give stars to people, though, because if they say something I like, because it's lazy. I don't have to actually talk to them and say, oh, good one. I can just click the star and they know. I think, yay.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah, and sometimes giving them a little, the favorite or the star, much like the like on Facebook, is a good way to kind of end the conversation.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
We're done talking about
you,
this now.
Yeah. If you're replying back and forth and then they... Yeah, then you just click the star, and then that's that.
Yeah. Everybody just goes along their business.
The retweet thing annoys me because it seems so inefficient when there's, like, a button to push. Why people go through the trouble of actually typing out RT. It makes – nobody ever retweets me, so I don't give a shit about myself. But that's the only thing that kind of seems a little weird to me, that people don't just click that little retweet.
That's not true, Lisa. I retweeted you the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, when I spelled...
See, I told you, I don't pay attention.
When
people...
I spelled Ted Nugent's name wrong.
Oh, that's right, you did.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that.
I did. Well, my Twitter application did notify me, but, you know, I didn't even notice you spelled his name wrong.
Mm-hmm. I didn't either, obviously.
I didn't notice it.
I'll tell you what, I did see a really funny starred tweet the other night, Jay and Lisa. Someone said, I can't believe I went to a Chinese restaurant and I had a spring roll in the middle of winter.
God.
Okay. That's kind of like one of those.
Oh, yeah, I laughed for hours over that one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Trying to go to sleep at night, giggling away, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got 30 seconds
you know,
in the live.
I can't figure out how to log into this. I've been trying to log in.
You don't need to because evidently I just log you in myself and you get on the air.
No, but I mean the blog, the chat room thing. I guess I set up an account a long time ago, and I can't remember my password or if I used Cancer Flower or whatever name I used. I don't remember.
Who's that sound like, Jay?
Do you know David Lawrence?
Who's that?
Oh, your best.
Well, your show's about to end. I should probably hang up so you guys could wrap up.
Oh, well, we got 15 minutes.
Later.
We got 15 minutes. Oh yeah.
Oh.
It's just the live stream that ends, and then the last 15 minutes is included in the archives.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Here I was thinking I was, you know, taking up your valuable statement time.
No. We're not. We don't have any valuable time.
Well, a lot of times, you know, I started following you, too, and I really like you, too, a lot. You're funny.
Oh.
But, you know, a lot of times I don't get to listen to the show. I've probably only got to listen in maybe 10 times since I've known you. I know it sounds terrible. I feel terrible saying that. But it's not that I don't wish
hurtful.
To. I just...
Yeah, you should.
No. But no, it's not that I don't want to. It's not that I don't want to. It's just that a lot of times I just can't. And, you know, as you know, the last, you know, couple of years here, I've had my grandma and my mom and all that stuff. But, anyway, so it's nice.
And then you had to go and get married. What's up with that?
Well, you know, Jay's all the way in Arkansas. And,
well.
What else am I going to do?
I don't know.
So nobody else called to talk to you about the whole social media thing. I'm surprised about that because people get their panties in a ruffle over that.
Well, you know, it's a little weird. I mean, they're out there on Twitter and they're scolding people for manual retweets and they're complaining about...
Yeah, not that anyone...
Yeah, but not because I care. Not because I care about my own. Nobody retweets me. Why the hell would they? I say nonsense. But I think it's an OCD thing. I think it's the inefficiency of it. That I don't understand why somebody would take the time to manually type RT. And then what it makes me mad is when they cut off the other person's tweet, or they shorten it, or reword it, or put the letter R for the word R. Just to make it fit when they could have just hit the damn link.
Well, true. But see, what you can do in TweetDeck is you can edit, then retweet, or you can just retweet. And if you edit, then retweet, you can add to it. And I like to take other people's tweets and improve them when I retweet.
Well, that's a good argument for it. That's actually a good argument for doing that.
Or, Lisa, a lot of times someone will tweet something and I'll retweet it, but I'll manually type in, "That was pretty funny."
Right.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm adding a compliment.
Yeah.
Or
no,
or possibly giving them, or possibly even giving them an LOL.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I want to boost their ego.
You're retweeting it. You're not people may not know why you're retweeting it, so that way they know.
Exactly.
You're retweeting it because you're laughing out loud.
Right. And sometimes I retweet them with a, "That's bullshit."
Right.
Or Jay.
Yeah, well, actually, it's good, though, because sometimes I retweet people and I don't want to cut their tweet off. They don't leave enough room for me to say something. But people may not know why I'm retweeting it. I may be retweeting it because, "Oh, hey, look how stupid this person is."
See?
but they may be thinking that I agree with that stupid person.
Or Jay, you could add, "I
literally LOL'd. If there's enough room.
Yeah.
You could do that. And then of course there's the Tumblr world. And they think that they are Tumblr people. Tumblr people are like the Church of Christ. They think they're the only ones around.
You're not talking about Bane,
I like Tumblr okay, but I just don't get the whole thing, I guess. I don't I log on periodically. If I see something I like, I might reblog it. but I don't.
Well,
I don't get it. To me, it's like if you want a blog, why not just have a regular blog where everybody can comment and there's no character
exactly.
limit and there's no. I just don't get the whole Tumblr thing. But see, I stick with it because I'm afraid if I delete it, somebody will take my name.
Well, I'll tell you why people don't.
Branding is important, isn't it?
Yes, I'll tell you why. Lisa, I'll tell you why Tumblr is important. Because people don't want to have blogs because that takes effort, and people might comment and
disagree with
you. Right.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That.
Well,
and of course, I'm on Tumblr because there are a large number of very good looking women on there who post selfies.
Are most of them Asian, Jay?
They're all on Instagram now. They're all on Instagram now, taking 100 pictures of themselves a day.
And I don't have an iPhone or a smartphone, so I can't do the Instagram thing, and it's tearing me up. And yes, some of them are Asian. Quick shout out to Kui Lin, who was in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Have you checked her profile? I want to be your friend. But no, Tumblr is a very weird place. They will not link to anything outside of Tumblr. And half the time, they won't even link to other Tumblr blogs. They'll just refer to them, and you're supposed to
right.
know what they're talking about.
Oh my god!
Right.
And it's all and,
of...
and it's and none of them have any idea how the internet works. It's pathetic.
People on Tumblr also really like the word privilege a lot.
Because
we're all privileged.
Yeah.
We enjoy white privilege.
Really?
We enjoy white male privilege. Oh, I had to. I don't know how in the world. You know, somebody follows me on Tumblr. I'll just follow them back. What do I?
Yeah.
You know, it's not like Twitter where I have to actually, you know, deal with them being on my phone all the time. And I ended up in this crowd of people. They're like self-loathing white men. It's really funny.
I have one who lives
right across
talking
about
the hall.
No, seriously, you know, and it's really funny because the whole time, you know, they're berating people. They even now where they attack gay allies and they attack, you know. People who how dare you be my ally? You have no idea what I've been. So you don't want people that are to advocate for you. I don't know. Anyway, I ended up unfollowing a whole bunch of them, and they probably follow
so,
me. So
by gay allies, you mean the French?
I don't know though. They had a march that was kind of if you listen to the NOM, National Organization for Marriage, they had 2 million people turn out in opposition.
Oh well.
Yeah,
for them, I guess.
You know, the numbers go up with every tweet from that organization, every story. The number it started out as like 10. I think a couple thousand people before it was all said and done. 2.2 million people. Well, I'm going to get back to work and let you guys wrap up your show.
Okay, then.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
And
talk to you later.
Cheering our day up. Bye. Great
you
call.
Cheer my day
Lisa.
Up, too. I'll talk to you later. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Lisa.
I like to cheer her up every time.
Doesn't sound like she needs much cheering up. She's
No.
She's pretty
well,
cheering.
she's been listening to us for a while, and, you know, look what happened.
I know. She used to be a dour person until she discovered I'm a stupid.
That's right. Matt, man, we have a crisis brewing here in God's country.
Oh, God, what's wrong?
Well, you know, as you may know, or probably don't, but today is National Signing Day.
Yes, I know it is.
All the big football recruits sign their letter of intent and all that stuff. And this superstar, five-star running back out of Miami, Alex Collins, who announced on TV last night that he was coming to Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
has not sent in his letter of intent.
Not good.
It is. We are literally an hour or so from a bunch of grown ass men getting on Twitter trashing an 18-year-old kid.
Well, maybe if they had kicked in some more dough, he'd be there.
I'll tell you what. He's going to sign with Miami, and we know why, don't we? Yeah, well, I'm just saying the signing bonus is a little higher there.
Hot chicks and a little more cash.
Yeah, you know what? Something like five guys from South Florida signed with Arkansas, which, you know, Fayetteville is the South Beach of the Mid-South.
It is.
God, I have no idea what's up with that.
It's the Bulgaria of the Adriatic or something.
Or something.
Nothing like going to a landlocked school.
Yep. Anyway, big day for Ole Miss is having a monster day, apparently.
No, I know. I heard that.
And
I said to myself, why?
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, if five of the top seven or eight players in the country sign at Ole Miss, there should be an immediate investigation.
Well, I think so.
Yeah, because there is a chance, though, as I said this morning on Twitter and got no stars for, there is a chance that these guys are all just big Faulkner fans.
Yeah, I saw that. That was excellent.
Oh,
and,
you say that now.
I know
you say that
like
now,
Faulkner.
But I had to drag
you
it out of you.
You do not like Faulkner, but I do.
Yeah, see, and I had to drag that little compliment out of you. No star, no retweet.
I know.
No pat on the back, no validation whatsoever.
Well, I was probably talking to Miss Alicious.
Yeah, probably so. Speaking of Miss Alicious.
Yes.
And hot chicks in general and
yes.
How much better they do on Twitter. I think that I ought to get some pictures of if I can find a hot chick who would share some pictures with me. Nothing too, you know, bawdy, just a few cleavage shots, some leg shots,
just,
something like that.
Yeah.
And let me create a fake Twitter account. And just seeing it as an experiment. This is for science, people.
Exactly.
And just see how many stars we can get. Maybe how much traffic she could drive to the website and the show.
I like when you say drive. That would be a good experiment.
It would be. Mm-hmm. Do it for about, you know, 2 or 3 months and then go on Twitter and say, suckers!
You've been manti-tailed!
Yes, I was going to say, and if they ever want to talk to me, I could just go, hello, when they call. How are you?
You know, I think we can do that, and I'll even ask Missy, because I know her response would be, yeah, whatever.
So, all right. Well, I think we pretty thoroughly trashed this Fav Star thing.
Yeah, I guess.
We took it down pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't have any big brawls break out.
No.
So.
Which was kind of...
Lisa's a little too charming and happy.
I know. What's with that voice? She's so cute.
I know. It's crazy.
And now I'm disappointed. She's gone. The show's almost over. And I got to take my nap early because I have to walk to
work. Sadness returns.
I have to walk to work.
Oh. Ugh. Yeah. But shout out to Schmoop. Hope everything goes great today.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And I think we're about to cut us off, so.
All right.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you later.
Bye.